Begin the current daf Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the base begin on the base begin until Mazda begin with the Gemara, Abitzchil Shana Loi. But I would tell you that although yes, a day at the end of the year is considered as the year, but in the beginning of the year, a day wouldn't be counted. Rav Tais is actually bothered by this Havimina, because as Tais from Tibi, we're going to say, Tais asks, take a second look, and he says, Rav Kavachemer, isn't it a Kavachemer to say to the contrary, that for sure that B'tchilas Shana it should be considered as a year? Why? Because really, come on, the Pirgin, actually, as the Gemara brings later on this Pirgin of Yerim and Aleph, we're bringing the halacha that a man needed if we find by the menstruating woman. Shein T'chilas Hayoyim, Oy Lava Seifa, where we don't, the beginning of a partial part of the day is not counted for Hafar Hashem Nekim at the end, yet Seif Yoyim, the end of the day, Oy Lava B'tchilas is counted in the beginning, we need to start counting that this was the first day of her 7 days of Nida. So, Shana Shirim Echad Oyla B'Seifa. So Taisa asks, so then, if a year, where you tell me one day at the end is going to count, so in a din Shirim Echad Oyla B'Tchalasa, isn't it a Kavochemer for sure one day in the beginning should count? Like we see by Nida, that the beginning counts, but not the end. So if here the end counts for sure the beginning, which Taisa says, Lav Pirche, it's not really a question, because I'd rather to the contrary. To Dinhu, logic says, Bo'imid achatachta ba'adr, when a king takes over an adr, the Moin Lashana, Beshul Yemechad, will count it as a year because of one day. Because you're calling it the end of the year, but it's the beginning of his years. Kei Nida, which just like Nida, Shasevayim Ola B'tchalasa, with the end of the day, so we'll start counting for the beginning of our 7 days of Nida. Of a Meis Benisan, but if he died in Nisan, we're not going to count it as the year of the dying king because of the one day. It's the end of his years. Not like the way you said in the question, like, oh, it's the beginning of the year, yeah, but it's end of his years. Just like by Nida, that actually, no, the beginning of the day does not count at her end for the last day. It has to go all the way. And therefore, it's essentially like actually as our Gemara is saying over here. Shinnik says, Master, the beginning of the Gemara, the Imnu La Ma'adr, or Melech Ve'Melech. Well, first of all, they already decided to make him a king from Adar, and he's a king, he's a son of a king. So you would have thought to say that even if he comes to Nisan, he would count it as a second year, and that's Kamash Malan. That, no. But Taisa points out, Avigav Dalel Sagil Abatam, the Imnu La Ma'adr, although previously we had said that's sufficient, with the reason that you would have thought there would be second year just by having already decided to appoint him from Adar. Hachel Sagil Mahachi, here it wasn't sufficient to say, that is a chiddush because the Mahud Dalel Shemin like that. From that case, we already learned that that's not enough. But together with the fact that Melech Melech, you would have thought, yeah, that was saying even that not. Now, Tosfos says, Bahach Reisha Bahach, and the reason is because that first halacha and this one over here, Gavadodi Masani, are taught near each other. And Tosfos says, actually, Bafullah Masani Gavadodi, and even if they're not taught near each other, they can ask compared to get Pashim. We find Babazna because some of Bob and Av, but other time we learn the price. Kesab Dinarin, that when someone says that in the document that Reuven owes Shimon kesev bedinarin. What does that mean? In pachas mebeis dinarin zav kesev. That it means that he's obligated golden dinarim in silver coins, because generally dinarim are gold. Now b'hodu tonu meidach. Now it says in the other brisa where if it said zav bedinarin, what that means to say is in pachas mebeis dinarin kesev zav. That he's obligated to pay him the value of the silver dinar in golden matbeis. Well, Parcha Basre, and the Gemara asks after that on the second brisa, Dilma, but maybe this that says Zav bedinarin means Dava Prichi, meaning good gold, betray dinari in two dinar. Maybe that's what Kamalim Yasser said to him. In other words, just like by Kesav bedinarin means golden dinarim, because dinarim generally means gold. So maybe Zav dinarin also should mean the same thing, dinri Zav, to have to pay him the value of golden dinarim in gold, which is Tahava Pricha. And not that of the value of silver dinarim in gold. Mishane Abaye answers, yeah, but Yad Bala Shtar Tavtaino. The guy who is producing the document, he has the lower hand. And since it's possible to say the value of golden, of silver dinarim in gold, so that's what we're going to explain. The Gemara asks, yeah, if that's the case, then Reisha Nami, what do you mean Reisha? So Clem, in other words, Bahi, in that first halach of the Kesa B'dinarim, Nami Havlele Meimet should also have said, Sheye Yad Balash Tav Taktayin, that the one who's producing the document should have the lower hand, you should explain the norm actually means Dinri Kesef, and it means Kesa B'dinarim, Ubishne Dinri Kesef, and in two silver dinar, kaspa pericha kamale. In other words, he should have to pay him two silver dinar in kaspa pericha. So Tesis proves from over here that from the fact that it used the terminology of Reisha Nami, although they're really two different prices, currently, quote unquote, Reisha, the Kimli, the Gabi Adodim, because we know that they were taught near each other, and that's the same thing we're saying over here. Now, actually, and Rav Shmuel, Rabbeinu Shmuel, Dachig Lefarshim Ben Yachi, he pushes it to try to explain it a different way. We explained when the Gemara says Reisha Nami, it means actually the Reisha of the second Brisa, which there it actually says in the second Brisa, but if someone writes, and the document dinarin zav or zav dinarin, it doesn't mean less than two dinri zav. And on that, the Gemara is asking that since he had baal shel tachtayna, you should explain the ratio also in dinri kesef, and you should say the dinarin zav actually means two dinarim of kesef in gold. And but Tesis disagrees, says no, that it's actually referring to that first brisa. Kinnex test master the beginning words the Gemara b'chedesh ziv, who chedesh hasheni? That's what says there in the pasuk. It sounds like we're here. How the Gemara is explaining that the Hainu Ir, that that's the month of Ir. And because Kimina Menisim and Inla Malachim, as we're saying, that from Nisan is when you start counting for the kingdom. Now, well, come on, later on, the Firav Malav Mashma, it sounds like actually the Nisan Chodesh Ziv, should know the Abbas HaElim, because that's when the Abbas were born, Shem Ziv, son of Elim, where they're the shine of the world. But says Tesis, me, Bekunjur Pirs, like Kaman, Dachi Gamarashi, later on explains, it's not a difficulty, because Kishin is Chadish Ir. What it means to say is when Ir comes about, Kvar Noldes of Sana Elim and Nisim, that the shine of the world were already born in Nisan. So it refers to Ir because they were already born in Nisan the month before. Or Inami, another interpretation, is Zimna de Nisan de Tkufa. Sometimes the season of Nisan is Nimshach B'teich Ir Shalabana, goes into, which is the solar part, which goes into the lunar month of Ir, which is the way our months are. So there we could call Ir Ziv because of Nisan of the Tkufa, which is the one that's called Ziv, because the others are born in Nisan. But then next, Tzayz Masl, when the words, the Gemara, Makash, Makash, Shlema, he says, sometimes we compare the government of Shlema to Yitzis Mitzrayim, to tell us that you start counting from Nisan. Now, Mipashti, the Krol, the Masl, Tzayz Bad, my question, he says, what's with the simple understanding of the Pasuk? Mishum Denol, the Ziv Sani Oilam, because that's when the Sani Oilam are born, And therefore we see that it's the second month, which is Ir. So there's no Dilma Adam in it. Maybe actually start from Adar. Lanisim Karla Chayshab, which actually Tesis pointed out in the previous Tesis, that we find the Gemara later on, makes sound like actually Nisim would be Chayshab. And if we have a correlate to Ir Chayshab, and even if you would say, like we answered before, that no, what I mean, Ir is the one that's called Chayshab. Mishram de Ispe Ziva Leilan, because there's the shine for the trees. It still says in Lechiach, he can't prove the Alma Menisim Meninan Mishlema, the Korle Chadashani, as we see, oh, by Shlema, by his kingdom, we see we call the month of Ir, which is Ziv, the second month, which is counting from his government, so he sees Tar from Nisan. Mishlem Dahaf, you have a Meisim Shem Alma Menisim, because you could just say simply that it's calling it the second year of the second month of his year, because he became king in Nisan. That wouldn't prove that every king has to be counted from Nisan, and therefore, you'd rather learn that out from comparing it to Yitzis and Tzim, that you always count from Nisan. The next test mouth to begin the words of the Gemara, my Yitzis Mitzrayim and Nisan. Just like Yitzis Mitzrayim and Nisan, so too is you count for the Malchus. Now, my deal of Yitzis Mitzrayim and Yala Aaron, this that originally the Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk of Yala Aaron, to prove that it couldn't have been any other time, it must have been from Nisan. The Mitzvah may love to be Echav in Nisan Rosh Hashanah, we still wouldn't have been able to learn out from there that it's the first of Nisan as Rosh Hashanah, because the Dilma Mutezva ben Nisan, maybe it's actually when Yitzis Mitzrayim actually happened, which was the 15th of Nisan on the left. Maybe that's the Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's the middle of the month. Like as we find two Bishvat according to Bezal. But my idea of maybe he b'chidush rishon b'gemar, but the pasuk that ultimately learned out from it was in the first month, which there it says explicitly that it was on the first of the month. Then nicha makes sense where the source is complete, not just in Nisan, but even from the first of Nisan. The next chesh master begins with zigmar b'chidush chamishin in the fifth month, which al kach reshu'av. Obviously, we're saying that month, when Aaron passed away, is Av, and how do we know that? I mean, the Kar B'Kra, B'Chedesh Nisan, Rishon Lechem, because when the Pasuk talks about B'Chedesh Nisan, it says it's the first month. B'Chal D'Chal Chadosh Ma'achim HaNermazin, obviously then the other month that are being alluded to, Aminan Chamishi Shishi Shvi B'Minyon, it's from the count, Lemin HaRishon Menin, from the first count, so that's how we know that the fifth month means the month of Av. Next test of Az, to begin with, the Gemara, Bishlam HaHeich Kron, Mefarash Litzit Mitzrayim. We understand this Pasuk meaning Pirish Kodav Yavahulu, where it says explicitly in the Pasik that let's say Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that's what you count in the 40th year. But the other Pasik, doesn't say that it's the 40th year of when they left Mitzrayim. Now, but the Gemara is asking, how do you know it's 40 years from Mitzrayim? Maybe it's from Hakamas HaMishkan.